Good morning, everyone. Good to be with you. And Shirley and I were not with you last week. We were in Tennessee. Left on Thursday morning, got up there Thursday evening, and stayed Friday and Saturday, and came back Sunday morning, and we're back Sunday afternoon around 4 o'clock. And I heard last week that a special guest would be with us today. Our dear brother Drew, it just seemed like it was October, I guess. He sent you off, and a couple weeks of training, and then off to Afghanistan. Wow. It's just not that that's strange land to you, which is truly, I know, in your favor. And the Lord prepares us for what He has for us. We're going to hear from Drew in just a second. I just want him to give a testimonial. And, you know, just really on my heart to can't help but have him share some things with us. It's just, he's our missionary to Afghanistan, wherever else he went over there. So, and not that he can tell us everything, and I'm sure he can he'll filter through all that. But I know there's a boatload of stuff in his heart with a passion of the Lord to be able to share with us today here. So it's awesome to be able to have somebody as a missionary go forth to another part of the world that we can only know what he knows unless we were with him. That's the only way. And so you try to convey some things, but it's just not going to be the fullness of what he knows. And we know that. But we want to grab a hold of what God does have for us to encourage us through his experiences that he's experienced over there in Afghanistan. It's strange over there. Sometimes there's no rules of engagement for the enemy. And he had his mission assignment that he's over there for. It's not necessarily on the front lines with some of the Marines and Special Forces, but that he is. So he is there, and he knows that, and he knows a lot of people over there, and they know him. So he is definitely on the front lines over there spiritually as well. So at this time, for our testimonial time, I want to yield to let Drew come up and share some things with us as he feels the unction to share with us. And I want to ask you, Drew, do you want this off the recorder? Is it okay?
Is that all right?
Okay, we'll leave it on there. Come on up.
About 5 minutes.
Yeah, whatever.
Well, listen, first of all, it is a very blessing to be back. I mean, it's kind of unreal in a sense of last time we got together with the family, we were blessed. We got to go to Hungary, and that was a blessing. And but it's been a blessing to come back, and I'm looking forward to coming to church. I'll be here for 2 Sundays,
awesome.
Which will be awesome. And but yeah, this share with you, you know, spiritually has been a great journey. I went over there. You know, I got enough training to make me dangerous. You know, we got 2 weeks of training, and off we went. And
wow.
It's been a blessing because God has been involved in my opportunity to do what I do. And a lot of ministry over there. I've shared the gospel many times, and people accept the Lord, which has been a blessing. But I'm not gonna, because I could speak for hours. You know, obviously I'm gonna speak for a few minutes to share things have happened. Went over there, and right away I got there. I didn't want to put anything of manipulate anything of where I went. And when I first got here and went through the training, you know, they originally was supposed to go to Iraq. And of course, I didn't want to tip the scale either way, but we ended up going to Afghanistan. Got there, and they decided to send me down to a place called Camp Montron. It's in Bagram. It's a it's where a 3rd Special Forces Group. It's called Special Operation Task Force East. So all east of Afghanistan is my little territory. Moments I got there, I realized, well, how can I? My job is to go to the teams. I've been on the front line. I've been on the border of Pakistan, and everything. How can I get to all these teams without you know, nobody knows me? You know, it takes a while to, you know. So I went to church on Sunday, and I said, well, you know, I need to get to know the pastor because they have to go see all the troops, you know. So I went, and I immediately went and talked to him, and first pastor was there, was in third group, and, you know, explained to him. But they were transitioning when I got there. It was a big, you know, it's called a rip. They're ripping through the, you know, transition. So I talked to him a little bit about that, and the weather got bad right away, you know. And But basically, I kept talking to him, and there was one mission I go to about every 4 months. It's a place called Moorhead, Camp Moorhead. It's near Kabul, and I have to go up there and help out. They have Afghani commandos and Afghani SF course, and I have to go ahead and vet everyone to make sure that, you know, I biometrically and vet them and everything. So I talked to the pastor and I said, "Have you been up?" He says, "Yeah." And there's a guy. I says, "There's a fifth group team up there, and there's a master sergeant, Mike Clark, which is a good friend of mine. He was an E5 on my team years ago. I hadn't seen Mike in about 8 years." And I said, "Well, does he know the Lord?" And he goes, "Well, I'm not sure." You know, I said, "Well, I'm going." So I just went down, made arrangements, and off I go up to Camp Moorhead. And my goal was to share the gospel with him and tell him about the Lord. And so as soon as I got there, of course, seeing him, it was great. And he's an E8 now. I mean, he was an E5, young kid. And it was good to see him. And within the first few minutes, there was a guy running around with a bag. And I thought he was a medic at first. When he was entering, he goes, no. He goes, "We just had a Connex that was broken into, but they put locks back on. 7,000 rounds of AK rounds are missing. And I got to find somebody to help me do latent fingerprints to figure out who it was." And I said, "Well, I can help you." "Well," I said, "I'm trained. Let's go." So it was like CSI in Afghanistan. So I run over there, and of course, everybody's going around. Well, this container, the base is a little part of it is SOAG, Special Operation Advisory Group, but the rest is Afghani, and they run the place. Well, someone cut the locks, stole the ammo, put the locks back on. So we got out there and we dusted and got a palm print, and then everybody's asking me questions or opening things up, and I'm like, "Man, this is unbelievable. I'm, you know, doing my stuff right away." And we go inside, and they could have sold a bunch of stuff. There was ammo there, RPG rounds, everything, but they sold 7,000 rounds of AK rounds. So we're looking around. I said, "Well, you know, grab that." They looked like they moved some boxes, dusted a box, and you could tell the person held it, got all the fingerprints. They're asking me questions. "Yeah, we're good to go." So man, first thing, I was like, you know, automatically, "Hey, I'm doing stuff." And then Mike said they had two of the devices they hadn't fixed in a long time. And I, you know, "We can't work them." I said, "Oh, I got it." And so I went back to my room and sat down and figured out and fixed two devices and stuff. And I mean, it's like, this is too easy. So later on that night, I'm talking to Mike and we're sharing, and he's telling about how his wife is going to church back home, and he just started talking, and I was like, "Wow, this is, you know, Lord, you really, it was a blessing to come up and see Mike." And we had some things we had to talk about because we hadn't seen each other, and we had some things that this past experience we had to share, and it was very easy. I shared the gospel, he accepted the Lord. And it was a blessing.
Thank you.
And it was perfect timing. It was God's timing. It just flowed. I didn't have to come up with a plan. It was there.
Yes.
And so basically, Mike and me, you know, connected. And then to find out, I come back. I'm like a hero. They took those fingerprints and ran them up, and it was one. It was guy, an interpreter, and they biometric rolled them a couple months ago, and bang, they caught the guy. Mm-hmm. So automatically, I come back, and I'm on the books already. You know, everything, but ended up the chaplain moved on. It was another chaplain that came in, made friends with him, and then this is how he worked it. He had to see everybody because of their souls. I have to see everybody because of their Sikhs, we planned things up and off we went. And he would call the teams up, you know, because nobody knew me at first. And he would call the teams up and say, "Hey, the chaplain's coming. Nobody can turn the chaplain down." And then when we would get the mission, we started planning things out. "Oh, by the way, Drew Farkas is coming, and we're heading off to together." And it was awesome. I got to see teams right off the bat, and the chaplain didn't have a chaplain assistant. And so basically, I was his bodyguard because, you know, that's usually what the chaplain says. Now, so I did services for him. And then, of course, I got to meet all the teams and do all the training. And so it worked out great. And we were really blessed. Someone in the States have sent him socks, tons and tons of socks, and very cold in Afghanistan. And we'd show up, and he goes, "I'm here for your soles. Soles your feet." And of course, giving everybody socks, and then I was biometrics last chaplain assistant, and we went really well, and made a really bond with Peter Hoffman is the chaplain, and so we started traveling together, and then after a while, we kind of he went his way, I went my way, and definitely it was been a great trip. I've seen every team in the East. I've visited every team, and got another teammate, and they went and traveled while I wasn't back planning things, and just really a great time, because I fell right back in. Lisa accused me of having a good time over there. She said, you're having fun. But basically, where I am now, because I've been talking for 5 minutes, is that basically I formed a relationship with everybody, all the way from the top of the command. The colonel is a Christian, Colonel Lynn, in favor there. He goes to church on Sunday, and he knew the chaplain. Chaplain actually ministered to him every day from 9:30 to 10. That was their time together. Mm-hmm. And he just gave me full reign of doing things. And then, of course, Sergeant Major, there's another blessing in there. When I was on active duty, I got to go to the Air Force Senior Enlisted Academy. And when I went to the academy, I made favor there, and I knew the commandant, and I brought back a business card. And the next class, 30 SF guys got to go to the Air Force Senior Enlisted Academy. And I never met those guys. Well, guess what? I got to meet them. The Sergeant Major Penron was another guy that got to go because of me, and then the Command Sergeant Major. And just a blessing. Many operations, I can go on and tell about stories. But every time I got a chance to share the gospel, numerous people I got to share and lead to the Lord, involved in the church. When they're gone, I would run during the week. We had a Bible study on Wednesday. We'd help out with that, and then we had financial peace. We ran financial peace. We ran the course that the what was it called? What was that course that you got? There was a course. I can't think of the name of it now. But basically, helped out with that. And where I'm at now is I'm home for 2 weeks, taking some time off. I got promoted. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be moving to another camp, and there'll be 7 other people that I'm going to be in charge of. And just keep me in prayer. My exit strategy, which I promised Lisa, is that I'm looking at, there's 2 positions back home here. There's 2 positions that I'm in a holding pattern. Mm-hmm. So instead of coming back and waiting, I'm gonna be going back. I have to stay there for at least a year, and November is my year mark. And but it's been a blessing, and it's been really nice to come home and see everybody. And if I end up staying for a little longer, we're gonna do another trip. I think we're gonna go to Israel. That would be my last trip. But
you're gonna carry your bags.
Yeah. but I think the biggest thing is I tell everybody I have favor. It's a favor of God.
Yes.
Everywhere I there's so many things that I could not do without God. One of the big highlights is Moorhead. We go up there to vet. First one was very successful, and it was, I just got people together to do it, and we got other agency involved and all that stuff. At the end, they came back and they said, "Well, who tasked us to do this?" And it was Drew Farkas. And they said, he's a contractor, but I end up, I'm a facilitator. I've brought people together.
Yes.
And then, of course, again, I just give God the glory. It's been a blessing. I do miss you all, and hopefully I'll spend some time, a couple people I want to see this week. But keep me in prayer, and the biggest thing is for everybody, just keep trusting God, because really that's the only way how I've done and been successful, because the Lord has blessed me, and keep me in prayer, mm-hmm. and I'll get to see you guys next Sunday. So very, very thank you for the opportunity to share. And you're going to enjoy to hear the service today.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Thanks.
Yeah, I love you, brother.
Thank you, Drew. Hey, like his beard here. I think over there he gets more of a full beard, don't you?
Yeah. I did trim it for the occasion. Somebody wants me to shave it off.
you gotta kind of fit in, so he fits in well. Facilitator, I think it's a good description. I could really see that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a given. But that's not just something we're born with. I mean, you've just, God's blessed you with that.
Oh, yeah.
And, right away, radar, how can I get out there to see who I need to see? Through the chaplain, he gets to go anywhere, So you just piggyback, take a ride there, and all of a sudden you end up in other responsibilities and assisting him. And like you said, at one point he went his way, one of them did, and you went your way. But your way is God's way, and I'm sure God's going to use him where he sent him. So, but how can you say you can't pack it all in just a few moments of all that went on, but you've had that experience and really been praying for the Lord to keep you from harm's way. There's some a lot of danger involved, and I just saw in the today's paper where they turn on themselves, the security people, Afghan, they killed 10 of their own, and so then they turn on our own people, and they're on the same team, and so that's their mentality. I know you've seen and know about all that. So, but praise God, he can take us into territories, and the angel of God goes before us, and goes before you. So what God has for you also, when you do come back, may the Lord have everything to do with that. And so I know that you're not bashful, and you're going to look to the Lord how those things can be arranged. But may God really place you right where he wants you to be when, Amen. As a result of all this experience, and use it in leadership over here.
Yes.
You know, so praise the Lord. Good to see you, isn't it?
Yes.
Praise the Lord. He's our missionary.